Before I do that, we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance, and I've called on Board Member Bill Massey to do that.
Please join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
To your right is Jeffrey Hales, who is a new appointment to the board. So, and he is from Arcata. We have John Mike Dunker on my on your far left from Riedel. We have Heidi Harris from Salyer. We have Bill Massey to my immediate right, and Sam Joaquim from Wairika to my immediate left. And I believe I left out that Mr. Massey is from Forestville because we want that important entity represented.
And you?
And I am John Corbett from McKinleyville. The next item of business is board member ex parte communications and disclosure. And this board members will identify any discussions that they may have had regarding disclosure pursuant to Government Code Section 11430.50, and this is essentially on matters that are coming before the board. Do any board members have ex parte communications?
Mr. Chair, I spent a week in Washington, D.C., talking about California water and particularly dealing with issues in terms of attempting to find money for California Rural Water Association, but in that process, the Klamath River came up, particularly in Senator Boxer's office and in Wally Herger's office and John Doolittle's office and Mike Thompson's office. And so I have had discussions, but they were essentially on water.
Any other board members? The next item of business is resolution number R1-2007-0017, expressing appreciation to Gerald Cochran.
Do we need a motion?
Yeah, why don't you have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
And I'll take a very brief time to read it. I did talk to Mr. Cochran this morning, and he gave his regrets he would be unable to attend. That's the bad news. The good news is I will be able to hand deliver it to him at lunch this upcoming week. Whereas the members of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, wish to thank Gerald Jerry Cochran for his dedicated service to the people of the state of California as a regional board member. And Jerry was appointed to the Regional Water Board on November 19, 2002, in the category of public representative. And whereas Jerry was first and foremost a good friend and Rotarian, and working with Jerry was a delight as he ably sorted through alternative solutions to problems involving the improvement of water quality throughout the region, striving towards balance and improving water quality without burdening folks beyond their means and facilitating getting things done on the ground. And Jerry's support for the findings of the independent review panel greatly assisted in the multi-year deliberations leading to the eventual adoption by the board of innovative and watershed-wide requirements for timber harvest activities in elk freshwater watersheds. And whereas Jerry's financial background was very much appreciated and helpful to the board and so on and so forth, and so we will present this plaque to Jerry Cochran to thank him for his service on this board. On that basis, we lost her from appearing and representing the regional board. Cheryl served as counsel to the North Coast Board since September 2001, and she eased the transition through the appointment of several executive officers, providing legal continuity and well-crafted recommendations to the board. And Cheryl's skillful interpretation of the law and regulations was of extreme value to the board during an extended public process in which the board considered and eventually adopted innovative watershed-wide requirements for timber harvest activities. Cheryl's honesty, superior professional conduct, and desire to solve problems were hallmarks of her interaction with individuals in all levels of the government, industry, and the legal establishment, and so on. And so, Cheryl, can you come up here and we'll present a plaque? Yes.
I just wanted to be sure to thank you folks for the opportunity to work with such an amazing group of public servants, you folks up here who are unpaid and I think heroic in your efforts with the amount of hours you put in for basically a lot of grief. And I have nothing but respect for what you do. And the great, I can't begin to appreciate my to express my appreciation for your staff and like the how much I learned from them and the team spirit that they've got for the public interest. The only bad thing about my new job is not getting to work with you folks, and this means a lot to me. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And they were hard years, I might add, to people. Okay, I'd like to call up the next item is the